This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Heading into hour number two of Gwen and Chris, broadcasting live today from Islands Restaurant, Carmel Mountain Ranch, right up here off the 15 freeway. Sorry that I'm not allowed to give you directions and help you get here. Scraby doesn't want me to help any of you out there. Find your way here by yourself. That is Scraby's mantra. You have your own Google Maps app. Figure it out. Huh. There you go. Right, Scrape?
Yeah.
Figure it out.
You know what? It's survival of the fittest, okay?
We're at Islands Restaurant, Carmel Mountain Ranch. The rest is up to you. Such a nice guy. We have a couple of things to give away, and we'll do that. All the folks here have been getting their name in the hopper, and we'll give away some bobblehead dolls, Fernando Tatis autographed baseball a little later, also tickets to see Padres Giants next Wednesday at Petco Park. Of course, tonight it's Padres-Dodgers in Los Angeles. Still nothing in the way of lineups unless you heard something that I didn't.
No, I haven't checked my phone, but it is incredible how many people are here. So thank you all for coming out and supporting us and supporting Islands. And we actually are giving away an Islands fan pack right now. And if your name is Barry King, you have won. Right there. He's right there. All right.
Good start to the day
for
you, Barry.
More prizes to go around.
And put Barry's name back in there so he can win more stuff.
I don't know if that counts.
What do you mean?
Okay, I'll put it. Okay.
Put it back in there.
All right. Chris is making up rules as we go.
Darn right. I'm making up rules as I go here. I want to thank my mom, mother-in-law, Carrie, came by.
Yes.
My wife, Lori. Did she leave already?
She's already done.
She was like here and gone. But, yeah, got a little family support up here, and we got everybody out here feels like family. So we appreciate it. Padres will begin play today, Scrabe.
Yep.
One game up in the National League West. That has happened because the Padres have gone 23-12, while the Dodgers have gone 12-21. And that is a 10-game change in the standings. And that has taken the Padres from 9 back to 1 up heading into the game. The last time the Padres were 1 game up at this point in the season, 2010.
So 2000, yeah.
We got to enjoy it while we can, and I have a feeling we're going to get to enjoy it for a while longer. Adam Klug is back in the studio today enjoying the cool breeze of the Odyssey Palace, and he will get us ready for a round today of the Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. I don't know if you heard last night, Chris, but on the Scraby Show, I got a little crazy about betting because the Little League had to put out a statement saying that you should not be betting on Little League games. And I think that is kind of ridiculous that you even have to put out the statement. But they did, and people are still betting on Little League games.
What do you expect? I mean, people bet on preseason football. That's not even a game.
You,
at least Little League baseball is a game.
Yeah.
Like, both teams are trying to win the game.
Yeah.
You're betting on a NFL preseason
game.
That
can't end in a tie.
But they're not even, neither team's even trying to win. I mean, imagine betting on something that neither side is trying to accomplish. That's why it's crazy.
No, it is crazy, but yeah, please don't do that, people.
Instead, just make some picks along with us. Neither of us did very well the other day, Scraby. So we head into the weekend. I'm 6-6. You're 5-7. So you ready to make some picks for the weekend? Start with this one. Dodgers are favored tonight over the Padres by a run and a half. I don't really need to think very long and hard about this. Pretty sure I'm not going to take the Dodgers in front of this crowd. So I believe the Padres are going to find a way to get this series off to a good start tonight. Scrape? About
I mean, no, I'm not going to take. Yeah, it's Padres all the way on this one.
9 runs over under tonight. 9 runs over under. That is a tough one.
Yeah, that is tough.
You go first. It's hard because you don't know who the Padres starter is going to be. But, you know, we'll see.
I think
Padres have been scoring runs of late.
Kershaw's been decent.
Dodgers have been scoring runs of late.
I'm going to go under.
You're going to go under.
Yeah.
Seems to make the most sense. I'll go under also. Kershaw, 5 1/3 innings. That's his over-under for how long he pitches tonight. If he goes 5 1/3, then it's over.
Yes.
See what I mean? If he goes 5, it's under.
Yes.
I think he's going to go over, and I say this because I think he has to. Dave Roberts has got to figure out and understand that he just cannot go to his bullpen. He's got to keep Kershaw in there, and you know, not till his arm falls off, but pretty darn close. So I think Kershaw pitches into the 6th. He might even see the 7th tonight.
Wow.
Just because they
You're assuming that he's just going to buzzsaw through the Padres lineup?
He could go 6 innings, give up 5 runs, and they could still put him out there in the 7th inning because they don't have anybody better.
I'm going to go under on this one.
All right.
I think they beat him up early.
Beat him up?
Yeah, wow. Fernando charges the mound.
On the first pitch of the game?
Yes.
Milwaukee's going for a 13th win in a row tonight, if you can believe that.
I can't, but
the Brew Crew, favored by 1.5. They're at Cincinnati.
Mm.
Our old friend Nick Martinez is pitching that game for the Reds.
Nicky Tight Pants.
Nicky Tight Pants.
I...
Does the Brewers' streak continue tonight, Scrabe?
I have to think it does.
Going Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Reds just beat the Phillies twice.
They did.
And I don't know about you, Scraby, but I am secretly and quietly rooting for the Reds. And I am secretly and quietly rooting for the Mets because, and the Mets have been struggling, but if the Reds and the Mets should just so happen to catch and pass the Dodgers, wouldn't the playoffs be the greatest of all if the Dodgers weren't in them at all?
Yeah, it would be. But then where's all our drama for the playoffs?
I don't need the drama. Nobody's going to ask you how much drama there is when you're riding down the street in the parade, Scrape.
I know.
They're not going to ask about the drama.
No, you're right. You're right about that.
I'll take the Reds tonight, plus a run and a half. We've got a little WNBA for you. Indiana, 8.5 over Washington. I can't give you a bunch of stats here. I can just tell you that Washington is better than 8.5. I'll take the points here. Indiana's been scuffling, and Caitlin Clark, I don't know where she is.
She's been hurt all year.
She pretty much has.
Yeah, for as good as her rookie season was, it's been that bad for her.
You know who also had a injury-plagued second season after lighting the NBA on fire their rookie season?
Michael Jordan?
Yes, Michael Jordan missed almost his entire second season with an injury. I think it was either an Achilles or, you know, something like that.
Oh.
Missed almost the whole
season.
Did
not know that.
Yeah.
I will go with the team that is not the Fever.
You go with Washington.
Yes.
Tonight, L.A. Sparks are at Dallas. Who scores more? Two of our favorite players, Kelsey Plum or Paige Bueckers?
I'm going to keep going with Paige Bueckers until she proves me wrong.
Paige Bueckers has done it this year. Kelsey Plum, because we're in county and that's where this is kind of her stumbling grounds, I'll take Kelsey tonight. And then tomorrow.
Yes.
For our soccer fans out there, the Premier League starts.
Oh.
Actually, it started today. Liverpool played this morning.
Who won?
I didn't see.
Okay.
I'm not that into the Premier League. The fact that I even knew they had a game, I think you've got to give me some sort of credit. Tomorrow, though, it'll be Chelsea and Crystal Palace. Over under 3 goals. You know, I'm becoming more of a soccer fan, so I'm going to say over. I'd say they'll have some fun in the season opening game. Over 3.
You're going to say over 3.
Yeah, 3 would be
I'm going to go under.
Push.
I'm going to go under.
Under. Okay. We'll see how we do on our picks. That's coming up this weekend. Where are you watching the game tonight, Scrape? Here?
No, I don't know. Maybe. I haven't really thought about that, to be honest. I would ask you, but I know it's going to be at 1 a.m. on the DVR, so.
Yep.
Yep.
It may not be 1 a.m. I'm interested enough in the game tonight to probably not wait that long.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'll be away from the phone. The Dodger lineup is out.
Okay.
As we thought. Max Muncy is not in it.
All right.
Advantage Padres, at least, you know, to a certain extent. Tommy Edman's been hurt. He's not in there either. Michael Conforto, who hasn't got a hit all season, is in there. So they're 7-8-9, the Dodgers tonight. Looks a little similar to what the Padres 7-8-9 was the first time they played.
I like that.
So we'll see if that matters. Here's the Dodger lineup. Otani, of course. Betts, Will Smith is hitting third with Freddie Freeman fourth. Teoscar Hernandez, Andy Pajes, and then Conforto, Freeland, who's kind of the young guy that has come up to replace Muncy, and Miguel Rojas is at second base.
All right.
Not as intimidating as what the Dodgers would normally have.
Not as intimidating at all. But
I think it's interesting that Dave Roberts has put a lineup out, but we supposedly don't even know who the Padres' starting pitcher is yet. I have a feeling everybody knows.
Everybody
but us.
Knows. Everybody yeah. knows, Chris. This is the games that we have to deal with.
Exactly.
On the other side, I want to tell you about, because Chris and everybody here can answer too, but no one likes the bad trade fantasy player, right, where they offer bad trades to all the time. Chris hates that person.
I do.
Chris actually takes it personally, and I do too sometimes. We have found out who the Padres clubhouse bad trade guy is, and we could talk about it on the other side.
That and the slap on the wrist for the University of Michigan when Gwen and Chris continues after a check of traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay. Welcome back to Islands Restaurant, Carmel Mountain Ranch.
Yes,
Gwen and Chris.
Are you going to reveal what just happened?
I didn't hear what she said. Honestly, my wife was talking to Scraby off the air. That's always dangerous. As George Costanza used to say on Seinfeld, "Worlds are colliding."
Yes, right? Worlds are colliding.
You get the work world and you get the personal world colliding here. What happened?
Was it yesterday or the day before? It doesn't matter. I tweeted, when you were tweeting Mike Schilt's records out, right. I made a comment on that tweet saying, knowing how Chris tweets, this took him 20 minutes to tweet this, which actually got a couple of angry responses at me, which is strange. But you said that your wife, Lori, was not a fan of that response, so I apologize.
She was offended.
And then she told me, don't worry, I already know it takes him 20 minutes to send that tweet. So there we go. She's on my side, everybody.
And that wouldn't be the first time that she's on your side and not on my side. Turn that up, Sambi. I don't think the folks can hear.
Oh,
we had to turn it down during
fault.
The break. Yeah,
that's
turn that
fault.
Back up. Anyway, we're
no wonder no one heard me say.
Yeah, it was a very funny line that you just gave.
And, yeah,
nobody got a chance to hear it. anyway, we are going to be here till 6 o'clock, and we're going to give away some stuff. We gave away an Islands package of fun stuff.
We did.
You want to do a bobblehead doll?
Let's do a bobblehead doll.
Do a Xander Bogaerts bobblehead.
I mean, can we all give it up for Xander Bogaerts right now? Come on. Xander Bogaerts has been awesome the last 3 months.
He's been one of the best players in baseball, period, for 3 months.
He has, and that's not a joke.
It isn't. Statistically, analytically, however you want to look at it. By the way, Scraby, now that we pointed this out, have you seen him spit on his hand every time now when he comes to the plate?
I did notice this now.
Okay, good.
I did notice this now.
Has everybody else noticed this? Scraby never saw it.
We told him about it, and he's like, what?
Yeah, I did.
I'm like, have you not been watching the games for 3 years?
Zero idea that he did that. I'm not paying attention in between pitches for some reason.
Well, you should be.
I'm getting psyched up for the next pitch, Chris.
Okay. Here we go to win a Xander Bogaerts bobblehead doll. And by the way, his hand is clean.
I promise that this was not planned.
Same winner?
No. Gina, who just came up and said that she is in the area, signed up and won. So where'd Gina,
Gina come
go?
On back up.
Where'd Gina go?
That's the way it goes sometimes. Gina.
Oh, we just got our starter, Chris.
All right. Yes, we did hear from Adam Klug that the Padres are indeed going to be going with a bullpen day or night. It is going to be the lefty, the crafty lefty, Wandy Peralta, who starts the game tonight for the Padres. So,
interesting.
There you have that.
That's very interesting.
Now, they can still do a few different things here. They can either, go with Peralta and then in the second or third inning start bringing in, reliever after reliever. Or they could start Peralta as an opener.
Yeah.
And then bring Vasquez in second, third, fourth, and fifth, something like that. They could try that.
Are they going?
We've seen a lot of teams do that.
Okay, are they going Wandy because then it's lefty-lefty out of the gate on Otani?
Maybe. Yeah.
Because the other question I have is, and Freddie Freeman, the question I have when I think about Vasquez coming in the second inning, why not just start him?
Because maybe they want a lefty against Otani in the first inning.
Okay.
I don't know. Look.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I need to calm down a little bit, but Mike Schilt seems like he's really scared to have Vasquez face Otani for whatever reason. I mean, I know the reason, but you still got to face him at some point.
The last time Vasquez started against the Dodgers, Otani came up in the fifth inning, and that was the end of Vasquez, right?
Yeah.
And I think Peralta's the guy who came in and got him out. So that is what could happen tonight. We'll see.
We also have a lineup, Chris. Everything is coming together.
All right, give me the Padre line. Wait, we need to.
We need the sounder. I don't know if Adam knows.
Yeah, he knows.
Oh, he does.
Oh, yeah, Adam's on top of this stuff.
Okay.
Believe me.
Right.
See? Told you.
Leading off for the San Diego Padres, Fernando Tatis Jr. playing right field. Luis Arraez playing first base, batting second. Manny Machado playing third base, batting third. Xander Bogaerts cleaning up today at the shortstop position. Jackson Merrill in center field, batting left. Luis Laureano, who's that? Ramon Laureano is in left field, and he's batting sixth. Iglesias DHing, batting seventh. Cronenworth playing second base, batting eighth. And Freddie Fermin catching for Wandy Peralta.
All right, so that's the same lineup that they used against the Giants and their left-handed pitching earlier this week.
And it worked.
No Ryan O'Hearn, no Gavin Sheets.
Or Broherne.
But they'll be coming in. By the way, since we have a live audience here, you can be honest with me. I can take it. It won't hurt my feelings too much. Maybe a little. The nickname, Top Ramon. Anyone?
We got two hands.
Two people like Top Ramon. Everyone else hates that
nickname. There's a lot of grumbling out there.
There's a lot of grumbling about Top Ramon.
You know what? I've come to like Top Ramon.
You know,
Ramon
if he hits a three-run homer tonight, you're all going to celebrate it.
I guarantee you
Top
people,
Ramon!
Okay. If he hits a home run tonight, everybody has to start screaming Top Ramon at the game.
At the top of their lungs.
We gotta take her over there.
At the top of their lungs.
Because his name is already Laser, so.
Yeah, I know what they call him, but, he's at a new location now.
I agree.
It's a new start for Laureano.
Yes.
So he should have a new nickname.
I'm curious to see how these new guys, and I know that they understand baseball rivalry, but they have not played in the Padres-Dodgers rivalry. And the last time these teams got together, there was a lot of beanball going on. I am excited to see, because I think Ramon Laureano seems like a guy who is into this sort
of stuff.
Would
do something?
Yeah, well, maybe not. He's just into the competition, into the rivalry. Mason Miller said last week that he understands. It was made very clear to him that you're not supposed to like the Dodgers. So I'm curious to see how these guys do.
I'm hoping that we can just play baseball, seriously. These two teams, it's too much fun to watch them play baseball. I don't need a beanball war between these two teams. I need one when the Royals are playing the Nationals. That will maybe keep me tuned into the game. I don't need that with these two teams. And number one. Number two, if they do get into this, guess who's going to get hit in the chin with a fastball?
Fernando.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's getting really old. We've talked about it. He's talked about it. I don't mind if you want to throw inside and back him off the plate. That is part of the game. That's part of the strategy of trying to, you know, get Fernando out. But not throwing up at his head.
Yeah.
And
everybody's
throwing at his head. That's baseball needs to start coming down to protect Fernando. And I sound like I'm whining a little here, but you need to start finding some. No, I don't think so. Okay. I'll talk to these guys.
You're not whining. I'm with you.
If he's not going to go out to the mound, which is what they don't want him to do, then baseball needs this levy some sort of penalty against people, what I perceive to be intentionally throwing up at his head.
It just has to go for everyone.
Well,
maybe
yeah.
They start the game with warnings.
I don't know. I mean, the warnings is a fun system in theory.
It is.
But it doesn't do anything when the third
the thing
pitch
actually
of the
happens.
Yeah, when the third pitch of the game goes at Fernando's head, and then they come walking out and they go, oh, that's a warning to everybody. Well, yeah, the ball still hit him in the head.
He's still lying on the ground.
Yeah, it didn't do anybody any good. So,
would you? I've been thinking about this a lot. Would you want to see Fernando charge the mound?
Would I? I'm going to take him at his word.
We got some yeses.
Yeah, I'm sure we do. I would take him at his word. And Fernando said he won't charge the mound because he doesn't trust himself.
Yeah, which is awesome because he doesn't know if he can control himself out there.
That worries me. That worries me a little bit. We'll see. Hopefully that we don't get into that tonight. By the way, the Padres are better off letting the sleeping dog lie at this point. And right now, like I said, Dodgers are trying to find their way out of a slump. Let them find their own way out of the slump. We don't need to help them by brushing any batters back this weekend. I say. And I really want to complain about this Michigan thing, but
we'll get to it.
We haven't had a chance
to tell anybody about the bad trade Padre, which we will get to, but the lineup and the starter was just a little bit more important.
We also, we gave away the Xander bobblehead,
yes,
though.
To Gina.
Gina did come up and win the prize.
She did.
Let's hear for Gina, everybody. I know it's begrudgingly that you're cheering her on. But if you win later, you want everybody to cheer you. So we'll hope that you're next. More Gwen and Chris coming up from Islands Restaurant, Carmel Mountain Ranch on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Once again, we rejoin you here on a finally it's a Friday. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, broadcasting live from Islands Restaurant up here in Carmel Mountain Ranch. And before we go any further, Scraby,
yes,
we got to stop the show. We have a VIP in our midst.
Wow,
she is sitting in the back wearing a beautiful violet dress. She is a huge and longtime Padres fan. She is 91 years old.
Wow.
And she is a huge fan of our show.
What?
So, everybody, that's Esther. Thanks for coming out, Esther.
Thank you, Esther.
We really appreciate.
She's a fan of our show?
She's a fan of me. She's not quite sure about you yet.
usually people tell me the opposite.
Yeah, I know. She's deciding about you. Her daughter Yolanda is here. And I mean, I could name everybody if I had a chance. But, again, we appreciate everybody coming
Seriously.
Out. It's a great crowd. And we're having a lot of fun up here eating a bunch of French fries. And just, you know, having a great day. Look, the Padres are in first place. Life's okay, huh?
Life is definitely okay. It's a Friday. It's sunny. It's nice. Everything's going well.
Yeah.
Played MLB The Show this morning, and I beat the Dodgers, so that's good.
You're setting up a good...
I did. I played the... I didn't know who the pitcher was, though, so I put Randy Vasquez in as the starter.
You were wrong, as it
I
turned
was.
Out.
I was.
Padres just announcing that it'll be Wandy Peralta who makes the start tonight at Dodger Stadium. Again, though, we're kind of left to surmise whether it'll be an all bullpen day or whether you'll see Vasquez come in, maybe pitch the second, third, you know, go four or five innings. Tony said it earlier, and I tend to agree with Tony. I would rather see Vasquez pitch four innings tonight and keep the bullpen on what it's doing. I don't know if I want Morejon pitching the second inning tonight. I don't know if I need Jason Adam in the fourth inning, et cetera, et cetera. It may help us win tonight, but there's still 40 games to go, right? I mean, you don't have to put all your eggs into this game tonight.
I know.
You want to win, of course, but Vasquez can get you two or three, maybe four innings. I think that's how I would go. Of course, neither Mike Schilt nor Ruben Niebla has consulted with me.
Well, so. Adam texted me in the break, and he said actually Freddie Freeman is batting fourth today, so Wandy Peralta wouldn't face him if he went 1-2-3.
That's right.
So maybe that's an anti-lefty
Dodgers might
move.
Have done that on purpose to keep get Will Smith at least one at bat against a left-handed pitcher,
because
Will Smith will bat third. Look, it's pretty clear the wheels are turning here. For both managers, and they haven't even started the game yet. So,
well, you can.
This is a lot of fun. This is what it's about. I mean, you play all season to get games like this. You don't shy away from these. These are what you want.
If we're looking at it seriously, like the Dodgers have a ton of pressure on them. Even though they won the World Series last year, they came into the year the team that no one could beat. 110 wins was no big deal, and they're struggling. They're struggling. What's up with the pitchers in the Dodgers system, too? There seems like there's always so many arm injuries with them. Like, they just have pitchers. They have an all-star cast on the IL.
By the way, you mentioned the Dodgers and everybody saying they're going to win 110 games this year. You're not, you know, you're speaking the truth. So you understand what the Dodgers need to do now to win 110 games?
Win out plus some?
They can't lose again. They already have 52 losses.
Yeah.
So they have to win every game to go 110 and 52. That's not happening. That's not happening. All right, let's check a little traffic for those folks out and about on this Friday. And if there is some traffic, veer off and, you know, pull over to the side, look up your Google Maps, and come to Islands out here in Carmel Mountain Ranch. But right now, we'll check everything else. Did you hear that? Kelly Danick said that there was a car smoking, pulled over to the side of the road. At 15 and Deer Springs Road, they probably were in a little bit too much of a hurry to get down and see us at Islands. Everybody take your time. We'll be here for a couple of hours. You don't need to pull a Miles Garrett to get here, all right? Just take your time.
This day we'll be and age, here. You never know what kind of smoke it is, though.
So. Exactly. All right. Jeff Sanders from the UT, by the way, just tweeted out or wrote that Randy Vasquez would indeed appear to be the bulk option.
So meaning he's the long relief.
He would appear to be the guy that goes three or four innings tonight. And I think that's what you do. You start Peralta. You make the Dodgers kind of change their lineup around, which they already did now with Freeman going to fourth. And then you give Vasquez, you know, four innings. And hopefully he can get you to the fifth and sixth.
Are they getting too cute?
No. Okay. I think this is the way to go.
All right.
I think it's a really smart way to go.
I'll trust you. Which is a scary thing, but I will.
That would be a first, I can tell you that. All right, it's a Friday, so we're going to do our countdown. And we thought we would share with all of you out there and everybody here at Islands our countdown of the five most exciting Padres moments so far this season. So let's go.
Oh, you know.
There we go.
It's now time for Gwen and Chris to rank their top five of the day.
Gonna grip and rip as usual.
But this isn't just a regular top five list.
I love it. It sounds sadistic, but I love it.
This is the countdown. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Nestor Cortez was on with us earlier. He will. You'll hear that interview a little later. Also, Sam Levitt is in Los Angeles. So I'll have an update from Sammy
at
in 5:00 hour.
20, I believe.
Get you ready. Hey, everybody, let's hear for Woody and his 1978 jersey that he bought for $2.50, he says.
And it's a Raleigh Fingers jersey.
I know, it's nice. Thanks for coming
it's
by,
it's an
Woody.
Actual 1978 jersey?
I think it's at least a replica. I don't know if it's the
it's
actual
not
one.
I know it's Raleigh
I don't know if it's
Fingers
the actual
jersey.
One that Raleigh Fingers wore out on the mound, but it's a nice jersey nonetheless.
Yes.
All right, Scraby, here we go. Top five Padres moments so far this season. I'm going first.
Okay.
I usually let you go first.
Please.
But I'm going to go first. My number five moment happened on Wednesday night. The Padres weren't playing, but the Dodgers were. And Logan Ohapi lined a two-run single in the bottom of the eighth inning to give the Angels what proved to be a 6-5 victory over the Dodgers, completing the Padres' rise to first place alone in the National League West. That is my number five moment of the season so far.
All right, I can get behind that one. My number five is going to be that one Yankee game where they were down, and Mike Schilt, and there was an argument. I can't even remember if it was balls or strikes, but Mike Schilt came out, got ejected, kindly tossed his glasses to the side so that they didn't get messed up. But what the moment is right after that, the Padres had this crazy comeback, and they ended up winning the game. And that was one of the first moments where, like, all right, this team's full of gamers. Love that game.
Number four. All right, my number five moment I call the Logan Ohapi moment. My number four moment I call the Chris Carlson moment.
Is anything going to have to do with the Padres on this?
Chris Carlson is the marketing guy for the Padres.
Oh, sorry, Chris.
He got us and you too.
Chris Connolly.
Chris Connolly. What did I say? Carlson?
Is that a baseball player?
Probably. Okay. Sorry, Chris. It's my fault, not Scraby's. Chris Connolly got us tickets to go to the unbelievable entertainment suite and sit down the left field line, you and I and the rest of the crew, and see a Padre ball game back in April. And not only that, we got to eat as much free food as we could possibly eat. And they kept bringing stuff out. So it's a little bit of a self-serving moment, I must admit. But it's still my number four moment of the year.
All right. My number four is going to be that game against the Rockies when they won 21-0. Now, I don't want to talk about what happened immediately after that in the span of not hitting. But that night, Steven Kolek went 9 innings, got a complete game. They scored 21 runs, and they shut out the Rockies. That was fun.
Depends what side of the street you were on for that.
Well, Rockies fans don't care.
Yeah. Number three for me is going to be Mike Schilt throwing the glasses.
Oh yeah, just nicely tossing them to the side.
That's the kind of moment that Mike Schilt. You got to pick your spots for this stuff. You can't just go out there and yell willy nilly, and you know you may get a result out of it, you may not. But Mike Schilt. Getting out there defending his player. It was Fernando, right? It was called out on a bad call.
Yes.
By the home plate umpire. And Schilt went out, got ejected. It was just a kind of a funny moment, I thought.
Was.
And his comments after the game that he really liked that pair of glasses. And
he did
not want to throw them in the dirt and get them ruined.
And also the whole John Boy breakdown of it, of him like, my guys, I've been thrown out 3 times in my career. 3 times, or whatever he was saying. It was just great.
My guys are good guys. They don't get thrown out, he said.
Yeah, it was good.
Very good. Mike Schilt. Number three for me.
Oh, my number three is against the Pirates. I think it was a Saturday night game. Fernando steals home late in the game when the ball like bounced 3 feet away from Joey Bart. And it's just one of those things. For whatever reason, Fernando can steal home at Pittsburgh no matter what he does. Because years ago, he did it on a sack fly to Kevin Newman.
To the second baseman.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that wasn't actually called a steal of home, the sack fly. But
no,
I know what you mean.
It was a steal of home. But, yeah, you're right. He got credited with it.
With just a run
just
scored.
Just a run, yeah.
Yeah. Now, Fernando, he's probably the only guy in baseball who could have scored on that pass ball. Because it only got like 3 feet away from the guy.
Number two.
Number two for me is the 21-0 day.
Ah.
There's a couple of reasons why. First, it was 21-0. It's a historical game. Secondly, Jason Hayward and Fernando both hit 3-run homers.
For the first time.
The Padres hadn't hit one all year up until that game, and they didn't hit another one after that for a while either.
The trivia question to who hit the first 3-run homer of the year is Jason Hayward.
That's correct.
That's crazy.
21 rock, as I like to say. And not only did we find out that the Padres are going to be good, but that confirmed the fact that the Rockies were going to be historically bad, and they have been.
Okay. All right. My number two is it's one of the Fernando catches that he's made this year over the fence. I think the latest one was better. I can't remember for the life of me who he was facing, right? Or who
hit
the
ball.
How
about the night where he and Jackson Merrill, in
that's
the span
also
of
great.
Two innings, both stole a home
Let
run?
Let me go with that.
Okay.
Let's go with that.
Yeah,
we're going to go with that.
I think it was against Arizona.
Yes, it was against Arizona.
One was Corbin Carroll. The other, I'm a little fuzzier on.
I am fuzzy too.
But they both stole a home run in that game.
Jackson's stolen 2 home runs this year. Fernando's stolen 2 home runs this year. The other Jackson was in Philly when he robbed that guy at center field.
Gavin Sheets tried to steal a home run, but wound up running
into the
face plant into the left field wall. That actually should have made my list, but I didn't think of it till just now.
I didn't think of it either.
And the fact that he was a good sport about it when we brought it up a couple weeks
ago.
He
said that his friends put that picture of him hitting the wall as the group text photo, which is amazing to me.
And he admitted to being lucky that the Padres were leaving town because you know they would have done a taped outline of him had they stayed.
Oh, yeah.
I won.
List, I think this is a blowout. I don't think there's anything close to this. Maybe you have something that I haven't thought about. July 31st has to be the number one moment of the year for the Padres. It's the trade deadline day.
Oh.
I mean, they absolutely
start clapping. I'm like, what happened?
They actually improved themselves to the point of potentially being World Series champions. I would say that was a pretty memorable day.
I
don't think anybody tops that, but I'll let, you were probably thinking something more traditional.
Yeah, well, mine was really just the beanball game that they played against the Dodgers last time at Chavez Ravine.
See, you do want to see that stuff tonight.
I do.
All right. You're after
I think
blood.
It's fun.
It's
especially
fun.
Against the Dodgers. I don't want to see any Padre get hurt or Dodger get hurt. I just
want to see some
nerves, some tension.
Well, you know, if you talk about the beanball game this year, Fernando and then Otani, what I remember the most, honestly, is Dave Roberts continuing to go at Mike Schilt.
And then running away.
And then going at him again.
Yeah.
And then waiting for somebody to stand in the way and then going at him again.
Dave Roberts is hold me back guy.
Yeah, he's hold me back guy. Yeah, let's hear it for Dave Roberts. There we go. You know, the poor guy grew up about 3 miles from here. Dave Roberts is he's an enemy now for sure.
All the different antics over the years, I'm just over it.
I did not like Major League Baseball's crappy decision to only give he and Schilt one game.
Yeah.
Dave Roberts didn't get anything extra.
No, he didn't.
They tried to explain it away by saying, well, he didn't do anything wrong. Schilt got a game, or they said Schilt got a game because Suarez threw it.
Otani.
Roberts got a game for inciting the problem after the game. Major League Baseball, crappy decision.
You know, I don't know if Robert Suarez threw it Otani intentionally, but either way, I just love that he had the guts to do that. That's a gutsy pitch that he threw, because you're throwing out the number one player in baseball in the world.
They're lucky they didn't suspend him for like 6 months.
That's what I'm saying.
Because, you know, you can't do anything to Shohei Ohtani.
No, you can get sued. You can have gambling happen. You can do all this other stuff. But you know what? He's the only guy in the world that doesn't have to check his bank account. Okay?
You got a couple minutes before the break. You want to continue on your attack of Otani?
I guess I could, but I don't want to at this point in time.
All right, that was our countdown for the day. We still got do we have Chris versus the fans today? We're playing a version.
I didn't know if you wanted to.
Of course I want to.
Okay.
I mean, I'm ready to play. We'll do that. We got a big five ahead. We'll hear from Nestor Cortez again in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll also hear from Sam Levitt checking in live. You want to give away something here? We got a couple of minutes before the top of the hour.
Yes.
Jeff Hamby says, okay, let's hear it for the Hambino here, everybody.
The Hambino.
That is, his name is Jeff Hamby. We call him the Hambino.
The great Hambino.
And you should see when Hamby hits a long fly ball, the way he waddles around the bases, just like.
That's messed up.
Just like the Bambino does in all the highlight reels.
That's messed up.
I'm comparing the guy to Babe Ruth. I think that's not messed up at all.
Okay. In that regard. It's fine. So
what are we giving away here?
Okay, so
gift certificate.
No, it's another Islands fan pack.
But it comes with an Islands card there. What
$25 gift card.
Oh, well, let me get in the running for that.
Sunglasses, you have hats, you have frisbees.
But the $25 thing is pretty
pack.
Good. All right. $25 at Islands. Who gets it?
Veronica N. I don't want to yell at the last name.
I think
right
you're
there?
The only Veronica.
There
Veronica.
We go.
Way to go.
Oh, that's Tyler's wife. The guy who beat me on Chris's Fantabulous last week.
Let's hear it for not only Veronica, but her husband, Tyler, who whipped Scraby in the Fantabulous game show last week. All right, guys. Thanks for coming out. We'll give away more prizes. Still got tickets. And we got the Fernando Tatis signed baseball. We're going to be giving it away before the end of the show. We're here till 6. Gwen and Chris from Islands, Carmel Mountain Ranch, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast?
With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.